So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 11. We'll just read the words. Kvachit, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Translation, sometimes the conditioned soul is very aggrieved by the chastisement of his enemies and government servants who use harsh words against him directly or indirectly. At that time, his heart and ears become very saddened. Such chastisement may be compared to the sounds of owls and crickets. Purport, there are different types of enemies within this material world. The government chastises one due to not paying income taxes. Such criticism, direct or indirect, saddens one. And sometimes the conditioned soul tries to counteract that chastisement. Unfortunately, he cannot do anything. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, the chapter is entitled The Forest of Enjoyment, and the translation is that sometimes the conditioned soul is very aggrieved by the chastisement of his enemies and government servants who use harsh words against him directly or indirectly. At that time, his heart and ears become very saddened. And such chastisement may be compared to the sounds of owls and cricket. So we are reading the instructions given by Jadabharat in this, where he is narrating the scene of material world, that how it is very troublesome to just stay in this material world, and there is a great struggle for existence. In this particular verse, he has been instructed about the how conditioned souls gets harassment by his enemies and sometimes by the governments. So here we see that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that this is the typical nature where the living entity has to suffer these kinds of miseries and he becomes very sad. Though he has desire to just endure for happiness, but his attempts get frustrated and he can do nothing about it. As we have seen, which indicates that the whole material existence is a fearful, and how one can get out of this fearful situation. So if you see the nature of the world, Lord Krishna himself has explained in the Bhagavad Gita. In the 15th chapter he says that all these living entities are my parts and parcels. But because they come in the contact with the three modes of material nature, they become illusioned. And then with their mind and the senses, there is a great struggle for existence. So what happens is that the Lord has given us His laws to follow, but the living entity forgets to take note of them. We have the example of this material world, where the government gives us various kinds of laws and one follows those laws or doesn't follow. If he voluntarily follows it, he can enjoy in this material world. But if he breaks the government laws, he is put in the prison and is forced to follow. So if just cooperates with the government, then he becomes happy. But the moment he decides not to cooperate with the government laws, his situation becomes unhappiness. He becomes unhappy. So this is what exactly stated in this verse, that when he wants to enjoy and doesn't want to cooperate with the laws, then his situation becomes fearful. He's put into difficulties. Sometimes it may be his fault, and sometimes it may not be his fault, but he's made to suffer that. Even Jesus Christ also said, those who follow the laws of God will have peaceful life, and those who do not follow the laws of God will have to face a lot of difficulties. Because Lord Krishna himself has been given this position as he is a Bhagavan. All the scriptures mention that the Krishna's to Bhagavan same. He is the supreme proprietor. So when we accept this concept that the Lord is the supreme proprietor, that naturally gives us a role of a servant. And when we forget this role of a servant, then our position becomes fearful. Or so many times we have to face so many kinds of difficulties. But if one analyzes that, is it possible for a living entity to go away from its natural position of servant? He may assume so many roles and he may assume so many kinds of activities, but still he cannot give up serving. Sometimes a person keeps a dog so that he feels that he will remain faithful to me. But the position of that person is he has to render various kinds of service to the dogs. He has to see to it that he is nicely fed. Then he has to carry him out so that the dog can respond to nature's call. So by so many ways, ultimately, though he thinks that this dog is for my enjoyment, this dog can give me various kinds of pleasures. But then if you analyze the various kinds of activities a living entity has to perform in order to get that pleasure, is of a servant, that he has to serve the dog. So similarly, he may have a role of a head of a family, and he feels that if he has a family, he can earn so much of money and he will be able to enjoy along with the family members. But in the process, all the activities that he has to do is that he has to be the servant of all his family members. So some people may get pleasure of serving the country. They feel a great pride and a great pleasure in rendering service to their own country. But the thing is, they have to serve, and no matter how much they serve, they are not able to satisfy the countrymen. And we have the great example in our own country, where Srila Prabhupada always sets the example of Mahatma Gandhi, where he gave his whole life just simply solely dedicated in serving the countries so that the country can be freed from British rule. But ultimately he was not able to satisfy all the people. There was a segment of people who remained dissatisfied, and ultimately that segment of people planned, schemed and ultimately killed him. So that's the nature of the service in the material world. If you try to render service to your senses, the senses will never get satisfied. Whereas if you try to render a little service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Bhagavad Gita says, even if that is a svalpa, even if it is very little, that can protect you from a greatest type of danger. And we have seen, since we are on the subject of various kinds of harassment that is given by government, now we have this experience, especially in India, where the unemployment is very, very prominent, where we have seen that the there are very few posts, and then there may be a very few hundred posts, and so many people will apply for that. And then all those who applied, candidates, they work so hard to appear for the exam, months and months, they prepare for the exam, then they give exam, then there is an interview. So the whole intention of the student or candidate who's appearing, that if I can get this job, I'll be happy. Because by getting that job, I'll be getting so many facilities, and if I get those monetary returns, so many facilities, my life will be peaceful. And just to get one job, he has to work so hard. Then Srila Prabhupada mentions it, that if a person works so hard and able to get one job, he becomes so happy. But the Krishna is the supreme proprietor. He is running universal government. There are so many planetary systems. The sun is rising on time. So many seasons are coming. And that's a huge universal affair. If you get service to the Supreme Lord, who is the Supreme Proprietor, how much happy you will be. Just getting an insignificant job in the material world, person feels so much of satisfaction because he has to work so hard and facing such a stiff competition. Very few are able to get through this competition, and they feel so much of satisfaction. If somebody gets a job in a good reputed company or some well-reputed job in the government, that person feels that its life is his life's accomplishment. But if we work for the Supreme Lord, then we can see how much satisfaction we'll get. Sri Prabhupada said, if you work for the Supreme Lord, all your miseries will be mitigated. And it's the nature of material world is that it will, all the situations will be so much of fearfulness. Though you may get a good job, but there are so many dangers that you may not be able to retain that, and so many of your enemies will plan and scheme, and there may be a plot to throw you out from that position. So always a person works so hard, gets that position, and still he remains fearful. Whereas the position of a devotee who works for the Supreme Lord, he is completely fearless. We have the example of so many devotees of the Supreme Lord, with the example of Prahlad Maharaj. Though he was simply a child of 5 years old, and he was faced against his own father, who was a king of demons, and he was such a powerful king that even demigods could not see eye to eye him. They were so many fearful that if Hiranyakashipu becomes angry, he can destroy them or put them to so much of difficulties. So such was the power of Hiranyakashipu. But Prahlad Maharaj, having taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, was completely fearless. And Hiranyakashipu himself asked him, that don't you have any fear of me? I am able to create the fear in the minds of so many great personalities, whereas you have absolutely no fear. Similarly, we have seen in the case of Jesus Christ also, he had so many opportunities where he could have escaped from that kind of harassment. But still, he just went ahead fearlessly and accepted whatever situation was created for him by the Supreme Lord. So if one wants to get rid of the sadness of material world, one has to learn to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, there's no possibility that one can become fearless. Because in the material world, the situation can never remain steady. And especially when the kings and the rulers, they become sensuous. They think that this kingdom is nothing but their own father's property. And then they start exploiting all the facilities that are provided to them. And they will see to it that all the subjects, they are dutifully paying the taxes. But these taxes are meant to be utilized for public service. But instead of using it to serve the public, they will keep all the money with them and they divide among themselves for their own sense gratification. And that situation will always come. Even when Parshuram was there, that's a time so many years back when the things were so much in orderly. But that time also same thing happened. The Kshatriya kings were not qualified. They were not performing their duties as a Kshatriya. So the Lord had to take an axe in his hand and mercilessly butchered all the Kshatriya class for so many times. And the proper situation was restored. But the time is such a factor that everything keeps deteriorating. Though nice situation was created by Lord Parshuram and all those were miscreants were annihilated, but still material nature of material world is such that it will keep creating these kinds of situations again and again. All of us have this experience where we'll find that income tax department will be there and they'll be always taking money from the people. And the people can clearly see that we are paying the tax, but the rural class or those who are in authority, they are using our hard-earned money simply for their own sense enjoyment. So that's why they are never inclined to pay the tax. Previously, this was not the situation. Previously, the people knew that whatever taxes that we are paying, the king is going to use it for welfare work and is going to use it for some religious work. And that's why they had no problem paying tax to the government. Whereas now the situation is reversed. People can clearly see the lives of their leaders and then they can understand that why should I pay tax to the government? Because they are not going to use it for our welfare, but it will be used for the sense gratification of their own kinsmen, relatives and friends. So that's why the citizens will be always trying to plan their income in such a way that they don't have to pay a single tax. And government also is well aware that all their citizens are always working in such a way that they want to evade the tax. And that's why so many types of consultants will be there who will advise you how you don't have to pay a single pay to the government. So then the government officers will be always taxing their brain how they can catch these people. So this is how the citizens, they remain in tension. That they work so hard, but they are always fearful that any time the income tax department will come and they will raid the premises and they will take away my hard-earned money. So this is how always the fearful situation will remain. And then Srimad Bhagavatam has described in the 12th canto in the description of Kali Yuga, where it is stated that in the Kali Yuga, one will not get proper justice. For the Kali Yuga, justice will have to be purchased. So who can purchase a justice? A person who is rich, he can purchase a justice. So if you are rich, if you have money, you can pay to the judge and judge will give decision in your favor. Whereas a person, if he is poor, he may not have resources to pay to the judge and he will not get judgment in their favor. And this was the situation even we have seen in the history of India. The Mahatma Gandhi, when he was put into the jail and the case would come, but he would appear before a judge, but he would never defend. Because he said that this is your government, you are in power, So naturally, I will not get justice in this court. So why should I engage a lawyer, pay to him and spend money when I know that you are not going to give me impartial judgment? And this is the situation in the most of the time. Like previous time, the justice means the king would give justice on the spot. Not like today's situation where you have to wait for number of years just to get a justice. So in that process, many times the person also dies and then his family members has to go and fight for the justice. And as I just stated, that there are various ways, either you can delay it or even you can manipulate in such a way so that you can get justice in your favor. So that's how the frustrated situation is there in the material world. And living entity always remains fearful in such situation. And we have one example in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where there's a similar situation in the case of Gopinath Patanayak. So that story appears in Antalila of Srimad, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it so happened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, and so many visitors would come and see him. Sometimes the exalted people like Prahlad Maharaj or Bali Maharaj, that kind of people also would come and take visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. So one day suddenly a group of people came and informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that your servant Gopinath Patanayak has been arrested by the king and he has put on changa. So the changa was that time, that's the way the punishment was given. A criminal was raised on one platform and below him there were upright swords were kept. And then criminal was pushed on that so that he used to die on that way. So all the devotees approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him that the son of Prataprudha Badajan, he has arrested the son of your very close associate Bhavananda Rai, and he is about to be killed. Since he is your servant, kindly do something about him. So naturally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired that why he is getting chastised. So it was told to him that he was appointed as a collector of certain area. So he collected the tax and paid to the treasury, and when the calculations were done, it was found that 2 lakhs kanas were short in that. So when he was asked for that explanation, he said that at present I don't have a cash, so you please take my gross things that I have, gross assets that I have, and please give me some time. In due course of time, I will pay the balance to the government. So the king agreed, and one of the prince was expert in estimating prices of the horses. So Gopinath Patanayak said, I have 10-12 horses, please take them for proper price. So when the horses were brought in to the prince deliberately valued them at a very less price. So when Gopinath Patanayak saw that my horses are worth much more and prince is deliberately trying to reduce the price, so he became very angry and he commented that my horses doesn't have habit of looking into the sky and turning their necks. Because the prince had that kind of difficulty that he would always turn his neck and just look towards the sky. So naturally the prince became very angry that this person has not paid the tax and rather he is criticizing me. So immediately he went to the king and said that Gopinath Patanayak is not willing to pay your dues, so let me put him on changa. But what king said is that you just do whatever is necessary to recover the money. And here the prince interpreted that in such a way that he has authority to put Gopinath Patanayak on this punishment. So he takes them to that he arranges that the punishment is awarded to him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is a duty of Gopinath Patanayak that he must pay dues to the king, because he has collected on behalf of a king, so he must pay to the king. If he doesn't pay to the king, what can I do? I am unable to sort this situation. And then another group of people come, they again inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that your close servant has been punished like this way. So that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what can I do? I am a sannyasi. You want me to go to the king and beg on behalf of Gopinath Patanayak, who is spending the king's money just to see the dancing girls. He is supposed to pay due to the kings and he is using it for own sense gratification. So why should I go on behalf of him to the king and request? I am a sannyasi, I can go and beg, but I am allowed to beg only for my necessities. He says, I can beg only for this much. And this 2 lakh sum is too huge for me to go to the king and ask for that. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all of you, if you want, you can go to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Lord. If he wants, he can do anything. But I am sannyasi. You can't expect me to go to the king and do something in this situation. So at that time, the Harichandan Patra, one of the king's officer, he goes to the king and he informs that your son has taken Gopinath Patanayak and put on a changa and is about to be killed. And he reasoned with the king, saying that what is the use of taking life of Gopinath Patanayak? We just want to recover this sum from him. And if he is killed, then what government will be at loss? Because who will be there to pay? Instead of that, if we work out some compromise, then eventually at least we will be able to recover the money from him. So king becomes surprised and he says that it was not my intention to take the life of Gopinath Patanayak. I just want my money. And you immediately go and stop this punishment. And as he immediately goes to that place and informs the prince the intention of a king, then Gopinath Patanayak prince comes in the presence of a king, and then the whole situation is sorted out. He just asks for some time, king takes the horses for the proper price, and the settlement is arrived. And then what happens is, the Kashi Mishra, he goes and visits Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that here I am staying in Puri, I am sannyasi, I need seclusion, and people are coming here with so many of their problems. And I have to hear all their mundane affairs that disturbs me. So it's better that I go to Alalnath and stay in seclusion at that place. The moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses his desire to go to Alalnath, the Kashi Mishra and all the devotees, they become fearful that they will lose the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that time, Kashi Mishra starts offering prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says that anyone who worships you for the material purpose, he is blind to all knowledge. All the people who make show of devotional service or who take devotional service as a profession or keep the deity of Lord Vishnu as a means of livelihood, they haven't taken proper shelter of you. A real devotee who takes shelter, he has a mentality or he has a mood of not asking any material thing. He has no other desire. Anya bilashita shunya means he has no other desire except than service at your lotus feet. Whereas those people who worship for any kind of mukti, siddhi or any other desires, they don't understand how to take shelter of your lotus feet. And then he explains that those who actually take shelter at your lotus feet will naturally awaken love of God within their heart. Whereas those who just worship you for the material purpose, they are fool number one. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that how so many people who call themselves as the preachers, they are gurus or religionists. But all these people, they are doing the show of devotional service for sake of maintaining their family and their family's sense gratification. And he says that this kind of people may stay in Vrindavan. They even print books. They recite Srimad Bhagavatam. They worship the deities. And they even initiate the people. But what is their inner desire? Just to maintain their families so that they and themselves as well as their family members can have nice sense gratification. Whereas a person who really takes shelter, he gives the example that how Ramananda Rai, he gave up his duty as a government, such a nice service, just so that he can take shelter of your lotus feet. Then he gave the example of Sanatana Goswami. He was such a big minister and still he left everything so that he can render service unto you. Then he gave example of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was having so much of opulence. He gave up all that. His father was sending some money. That also he stopped taking. And he just stands at the door of Sinhavadwar and begs some food for himself. So he says that this is the natural result of a person who takes shelter of you. And he was saying that Gopinath Patanayak, he is your real servant. And he was not doing anything to protect himself. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that what Gopinath Patanayak was doing when he was raised at Changa, so devotees explained that when he was raised on Changa, he was fearlessly and incessantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He was incessantly chanting the holy name of the Lord. And when he would finish 1,000 holy names, he would just put one mark on his body. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear this. And then after Kashi Mishra requests, Lord, somehow or other you please stay in the Jagannath Puri. Today, the Lord Jagannath has saved this situation and tomorrow also he will protect his devotees. And then Maharaj Prataprudha, it was his daily practice that he, whenever he was in Puri, he would go to the house of Kashi Mishram and he would personally massage his feet. And that time he would inquire that how Lord Jagannath is being served, how his services are going on. So that time, Kashi Mishra informs Prataprudra that because of this whole situation that Gopinath Patanayak was arrested, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had little dissatisfaction in his heart. He was a little bit concerned about it. Though he didn't want that Gopinath Patanayak to be released or he should not be punished for that. And he started explaining that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now desires to go to Alalnath. So immediately Maharaj Prataprudra becomes very concerned about it. And he says that if I get just one moment interview with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am willing to give up the profit of millions of Chintamani stones. He said, just do the something so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can stay in Puri and we are able to get his association. And then he was saying that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is concerned, then you please explain that somehow or other my son, because he was criticized, he became angry and he took such irrational decision. I consider Bhavananda Rai a very close friend of mine. So all his sons are naturally my sons. So what I will do is, I will forfeit all the dues that are there from Gopinath Pattanaik. I think he needs some more money, so I will double his salary. And again I will give him the same place where he can collect. And he says that I will honor him also. But then Kashi Mishra explains that if you do like this, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks that indirectly he has taken some help from the king. So that time the king replies that you do it in such a way that you explain to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this is, king has done this out of his love and affection for the family of Bhavananda Rai. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dissatisfaction has nothing to do with that. I consider them as my own family members, and out of love, I am doing like this. So after saying this, then Maharaj Pratap Rudra goes back, and then he calls Gopinath Pattanaik, and he explains him that you will be again the same collector, your salary is double, all the dues are there, you are no longer required to pay. And not only that, he gives a silk vastra, silk wrapper, and honors him. And after that, all the Bhavananda Rai, along with his sons, comes and meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he comes, Bhavananda Rai offers prayers of glorification to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he says that you protected us exactly like Lord Krishna protected the Pandavas. And that time he started explaining that it's all your mercy that our lives were spared. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started educating to Gopinath Pattanaik, saying that you should always be careful that you don't misspend the government's money, because that will be very sinful. You will incur a heavy karma for that, and you will have to suffer for that. So by this way he started indicating. So that time Gopinath Pattanaik said that your real mercy is when I will be able to render service unto your lotus feet. He says that my brother Ramananda Rai, he has got real mercy. Just to get some material opulence or to just get some material comfortable situation, that is not your real mercy. Your mercy is where I will be able to render some service unto your lotus feet. That is the real mercy to me. So by this we can understand that Gopinath Pattanaik was completely in the fearless condition, even though he was facing life-death situation. Because he has taken firm faith unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he was having such a difficult time, he had absolutely no difficulty in adjusting to the situation. Because the goal of a devotee is to always work hard to render the service to Lord's devotee as well as to the Supreme Lord. And he gets a satisfaction in that. Whereas a person who always wants to work for his own sense gratification, his senses can never be satisfied, and no matter how much he serves to his own country or to his own families or to his own sense gratification, he never remains satisfied. You have seen that Srila Prabhupada has started this Back to Godhead magazine. So when he was starting in the initial year, that is around the time when World War II was going on, and that time the situation was such in Gaudiya Math that because of the internal instability, the focus for the preaching was shifted in just to protect one's positions in the ashrams. Srila Prabhupada realized the desire of my own spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was preach. And whatever the magazines that were started by him is now stopped. He started printing. He established printing presses, and some of his disciples, they have even sold those printing presses. So he wanted to revive the spirit of preaching. So he thought that I will start now Back to Godhead magazine. So he thought, he made the logo. So in that logo, he had a picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was glowing like a sun. And other part of the logo, where the conditioned living entities were there in the darkness, and they were trying to go towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he put a picture of his own spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in circle, where he was sitting in a contemplative mood of writing. And he made a motto that Godhead is light, essence is a darkness, and wherever there is a Godhead, there is no darkness. And then he wrote articles, and he wanted to print them. But that time was, because of the war, there was a scarcity of paper. So the paper was not available. You had to apply to the government. If government feels that you are doing something good for the society, then only they would sanction the quota of paper and you could print. So that time, Srila Prabhupada, he went to government officer, and somehow he convinced that how this is most essential for the people of the world today. He wrote a letter. In that letter he was saying that look at the situation in the world. The people are just fighting with each other just because they identify themselves with particular color of their body, the particular color of their nation. And because of that, so much of problems going on. Whereas if they understand that they are not this body, but they are the spirit soul, then only you will be able to establish real peace in this world. All the people are suffering in the war. Everybody has intention that somehow that this war should end and one should get a peace. But if you see the history, you can never establish peace in this material world. All these wars are going on in the history. And if you want to stop this, then people need the education that they are not this body but the soul. And unless you get this education, you will not be able to establish peace in this world. And then somehow he was able to convince the government officers. They gave a paper and he could print the first Back to Godhead magazine. Again, when he wanted to print the next issue, the government again rejected his request. But Srila Prabhupada didn't give up that. He again, two times, he wrote a letter to the government officer. He enclosed the first copy of Back to Godhead. And somehow that he was able to convince the government officer to again sanction the quota. And in that second issue, he commented that the situation that is going on in the world, that's a time where there were talks was going on between Jinnah and Gandhi. Srila Prabhupada commented that here these talks were going on and these talks failed. But if you see that here the talks is going on between Hindus and Muslims. But if you see in Europe, even the Christians are fighting amongst themselves. If you see the situation in Asia, you will find the Buddhists are fighting amongst themselves. And if you find in situation in Middle East, we'll find the Mohammedans are fighting between themselves. So when people are identifying themselves with this kind of things, where is the possibility that through discussion we will be able to satisfy the people and able to establish the peace? And he was appealing to Mahatma Gandhi that you have done so many good things for the world, but now you have to raise to the platform of transcendental from the material platform. And unless you raise yourself from the transcendental platform and educate the people based on the principle of Bhagavad Gita, your attempt to establish peace will not be fruitful. Then he commented that that time the Winston Churchill, now he is speaking now about the human world, because his lectures were very famous in those times, the war lectures that he gave. And he was continuing the theme of human world. But he was saying that you are talking about love, then one has to give up the frenzy of hatred. But what is happening is, you are talking about love, so your countrymen are having love towards you, but at the same time they are having extreme hatred towards Germany. Whereas the people in that country have a love for their leader, but it's that love is producing extreme hatred against your country. So then what is the use of trying to establish love based on this principle? You can establish love only when you start serving your Supreme Lord. So long as you identify yourself with these things on the material plane, you won't be able to establish the peaceful human world that you are talking about and you are thinking about. And then there was one Brit author, Bernard Shaw. He gave a greetings to Mahatma Gandhi at the time of his 76th birthday. And he was expressing his desire that you are such a great person and today is your 76th birthday. I wish it was your 35th birthday. If you were young, you could live so much your life and will get benefit. So Srila Prabhupada wrote that you may have such a wishful desire and you want that your loved person to live long. But the thing is that the nature of material world is nobody can avoid death. So you may have so many wishful desires, but death will come. And well, Bernard Shaw as well as Mahatma Gandhi and all other people, that all these leaders ultimately has to face a death. So this is a situation that one has to understand the real nature of this material world and transcend himself from material plane to the transcendental platform. Then only you will be able to avoid the sadness that is mentioned in this purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sadness will naturally cause a fearful situation. So if one wants to really be a fearless in this material world, one has to understand that how he takes firm shelter unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, then only his problems in the material world can be solved. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. Is there any question or comments? Okay, one question.
Hare Krishna. As the king is supposed to be the representative of Lordhead, and if at all Gopinath Patnaik has committed a crime of misappropriation of its funds, is it not necessary that he should be punished? As we can see in the today's conditions also, that at the Lord Ganpati, some people gave some bribe. And there are so many government officers who are misappropriating the funds. And then when they are charged about that, they are approaching the Lord. Is it necessary that the Lord should forgive them?
In case of Gopinath Patnaik, the situation is entirely different. He is a servant or devotee of Lord. And if Lord wants to forgive, Lord is totally independent doing so. Because that's the relationship with a son and a father. The father ultimately has to see that he gives up his nonsense and again come back to his home. So whatever means father wants to adopt, one cannot question, because we cannot put your own mundane things unto the Supreme Lord. He's supreme because he's independent, he can do anything. But the thing is, the way the consciousness of Gopinath Patanayak was such that even though he was put to such a dangerous situation, he was constantly thinking of the Supreme Lord. And what was his internal consciousness? He knew that even though he is put into material comfortable situation, he was hankering for the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And that's how he was entitled to get this kind of special treatment. Because God knows what is the heart of a person. So the Supreme Lord knows what is the heart of that person. So he awarded things. Whereas a person who is not devotee, he has to face the karmic reactions of his actions. And in due course of time, he may get purified if he takes shelter of the Supreme Lord or his devotees. Okay. So we'll end here. Shrimad Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki.